If you were looking for some used parts to repair your car, you might go to a scrapyard to find what you needed. So what do you do if you have a military fighter jet that needs a spare piece of equipment? You go here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It's known by the acronym AMARG, the 309th Aerospace Maintenance and Regeneration Group. Most folks refer to their base as the Boneyard.
It's the government's main storage facility for aerospace assets, mainly military, but also other agencies.
Scott Marchand is director of collections at the Pima Air Museum in Tucson that sits adjacent to the Boneyard.
At any one given time, there's probably about 4,000 aircraft parked over there. In the early 80s, they reached the all-time high of about, I think, 6,800 aircraft. Principally, the aircraft do go there for reclamation.
There are a variety of reasons aircraft wind up at the Boneyard.
Over time, better airframes will come along and supplant the role or mission of these aircraft. And like, for example, satellites basically made reconnaissance aircraft obsolete. So, you know, manned reconnaissance aircraft aren't really necessary anymore. So what happens, they'll get sent here and they'll get put into storage.
Some aircraft are scrapped, but many of the 4,000-plus planes here do have an important role.
The military use these as their own parts warehouse, basically. So lower airframe life hour aircraft, or you know, say something's damaged in a heavy landing accident. The landing gear is no good, the spar is cracked, but you have a good engine, you have good ejection seats, you have good radios, good radars, good control surfaces. So those are all reclaimed.
It's quite a sight to see, with thousands of military planes and helicopters sitting in one place. You can see them for yourself, your own tour of the military scrapyard, if you will. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Tucson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.